On Thursday, the same day that leaders of North and South Korea met for the first time to talk about peace, Alaska Army National Guard soldiers operating the Missile Defense Base at Fort Greely continued ongoing training to respond to a missile attack.
Director, threat to Los Angeles, engaged.
MDO, threat to Los Angeles has been engaged with two GBIs, one out of Vandenberg and one out of Fort Greely.
The ground-based interceptors, or GBIs, knocked down the incoming missile in this training scenario being conducted in the base's Fire Direction Center, and Los Angeles was saved. In reality, the ground-based mid-course defense system has had mixed success in intercepting missiles in tests conducted since it went operational in 2004. But Colonel Kevin Kick, commander of the Colorado-based 100th Missile Defense Brigade, says a successful test last year has bolstered confidence in the GMD system.
That really was a significant milestone for the system where we were doing the actual wartime mission under test conditions.
But that testing doesn't involve interceptor missile launches from Greeley. They're launched from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. Kick says that's because Vandenberg is set up for those tests.
Whereas Fort Greeley is totally configured as an operational site.
If a missile flies from here, it's to protect the United States of America. The lower 48 plus Alaska and Hawaii.
Missile Defense Agency spokesman Mark Wright says the sequence of events that would lead up to and follow a Greeley missile launch would unfold quickly once the military's global array of sensors detected a missile headed toward the United States.
That's why we have those folks on watch 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, because they need to be. Because if things go wrong, it's going to go wrong very fast, and we have to be able to react very fast to meet that.
Wright says there's not a minute to spare to get the interceptor launched and in position at a point hundreds of miles above the Earth, where it will slam its warhead, the so-called kill vehicle, into the enemy missile that's hurtling along at nearly 7 miles a second, a speed that'll bring it to its target thousands of miles away in less than an hour.
We've got to get a missile from here, from Fort Greeley, up into the sky, out of the atmosphere, into space with enough power to do that, and then close on that target traveling 10, 15,000 miles an hour.
The silos that house the 40 interceptors based at Greeley are heavily armored to protect them from the powerful forces unleashed when the interceptors' engines are fired, says Major Pete Browning. He's a senior tactical director with the 49th Missile Battalion, the Alaska Army National Guard unit that operates the Greeley missile base.
The pressures and also the heat generated from the fuel being burned will create immense pressure and have to have quite a bit to protect everything on the other side.
On the other side of a massive steel blast door, that is, which separates the silos from underground vaults that workers use to check and maintain the interceptors. Browning says the vault shown during last week's media tour is the oldest on the base.
This is the first operationally emplaced ground-based interceptor at Fort Greeley, operational as of October of 2004.
It's one of six silos in Missile Field 1, which is one of the base's three missile fields. Work is scheduled to begin soon on a $2.1 billion project to build a fourth missile field that'll bring the number of interceptors at Greeley to 60 within 5 years. At Fort Greeley, I'm Tim Ellis.